Hi there and good day. This is Naimish Modi for CKMS Radio 102.7 in Waterloo. It's great to be with you today. Today, July 14th, I spoke to Explore Waterloo Region CEO Minto Snyder. This piece discusses the importance of tourism in Waterloo Region. Tourism, specifically a few sectors of the industry, have struggled mightily over the past 17 months as the COVID-19 pandemic drags on. Several hospitality and tourism places like museums and theme parks haven't been able to fully reopen for two summers now. Schneider discusses the importance of Step 3 in Ontario, which begins on July 16th, as well as touches on how important health and safety protocols continue to be for these businesses which are slated to reopen. Schneider doesn't have an estimate on financial losses over the last year due to COVID, but imagines it is very, very high. So just the first question for you is, how have organizations in Waterloo Region suffered during the pandemic, and I guess what sectors are struggling the most as a result?
Well, that's a pretty broad question. As you know, there's some businesses that have not been able to open at all over the past 16 months, like Drayton Entertainment, for example. Their theaters have been closed completely. Great Canadian Holidays, for example, is another business that hasn't been able to operate at all. So those are the ones that have really been impacted. Then there's some businesses that have been able to open a little bit. For example, meeting and convention facilities. So Binghamton's would be one that runs, as you know, a big convention facility. But they have been able to operate a little bit because they have an attraction. They've got quite a lot on their property. So they had the drive-in that they could operate. They had the drive-through. So it's different degrees of what's been able to open. As you know, restaurants have not been able to open indoors, so they've had limited capacity, and that's been really challenging. When they were able to open prior to that, they had takeout, if they already offered takeout. So it's kind of all over the map, but it's affected everybody. Mm-hmm. And pretty dramatically.
Right. And yeah. What was the impact of delaying Step 2 in Waterloo Region? Obviously, the caseload was a bit high, but I guess what was the impact on the suffering sector just because of delaying the step?
Well, I can tell you that when the announcement came out, you know, the press release came out on that, I think it was a Thursday morning, saying that we were not going to be moving to stage two with the rest of the province. My email box just blew up. I probably got 70 emails from local businesses within 2 hours of the announcement saying, what the heck? Why aren't we moving? Because as far as those businesses were concerned, they weren't seeing themselves as being, you know, their business as being the problem. So they were pretty upset. Now, once they understood that we were a hot spot for the Delta variant, you know, they were somewhat more forgiving of the reason for keeping us back. And now that we're, and when they heard that, you know, the goal was to be able to move to stage three with the rest of the province, I think people settled down a little bit. But really, once you've been closed for as long as they have, even just a few days makes a big difference on what revenues you're missing out on. And when many of those businesses, especially if they're operating patios, missing out on when the weather is really good, and like attractions like Binghamton's Big Splash, any outdoor attraction that hasn't been able to open, this is the time that they make their money. So if any days that they're missing in the summer just means that it's going to be a long, cold winter for them trying to recover.
Right. So I was just going to ask you, are there specific things like places in Waterloo Region that really need to be open in terms of, like, just you're mentioning summer, something like Binghamton's, obviously the outdoor stuff. Is there any other places that come to mind in terms of really needing to be open for the summer?
You know, there's so many of them. You know, even indoor attractions were really missing out, especially because, you know, in the summertime, people and families are traveling out around a lot more. So, well, African Lion Safari would be one. They're not even open in the winter, so that's a big one. They have been operating at limited capacity. They couldn't have any buses go through, so it's good news for them that we're able to open. or they're able to open. But the Cambridge Butterfly Conservatory, the Clay and Glass Gallery, Kitchener Waterloo Art Gallery, the museum, the regional museums, all of those have been closed. So, you know, it makes a big difference for them to be able to capitalize on the time when there are more visitors in the region in the summertime.
Right. So how much have you heard from organizations in ahead of step three? And I guess how excited are organizations to be able to finally move out of this, hopefully for good?
Oh, they are extremely excited. Mm-hmm. They are extremely excited. I mean, there are challenges to opening as well, because, you know, when you think about it, and we've got everything opening at the same time, retail, like not just the hospitality business, but other businesses as well, and they're all looking for staff. So that's one of the big challenges, is trying to find staff to fill the positions that they need to open. The other, I think, concern is how ready are people to travel? You know, are they going to be very cautious about, you know, being prepared to get out in public and visiting attractions and events, or are they going to sit back and wait for a bit to see, you know, how things go before they actually, you know, book or leave their homes? Like, we really need visitors come from outside Waterloo region to really, you know, fill our restaurant patios and attractions. So we're hoping that people aren't feeling too frightened to venture out right away. I think it might be a slow build, though, to be honest with you.
Right, and how important are the health and safety protocols, and do you know if organizations are, I guess, preparing now as well to institute those? Obviously, some of them were open a bit last year and between the lockdowns, but I guess how important are those protocols now?
Well, they're really important, and they're not only important because businesses are trying to keep their staff safe, but they're also really important because I think consumers are paying much more attention to what safety protocols are regulated and how businesses are following them so that they feel safe going in. So businesses have, you know, there's a regional program or a program operated by the region for safe ambassadors, and they've been sending out safety inspectors to go in and check with businesses to see or to help businesses comply with the regulations. And that's been, they've had over 1,000 businesses certified so far. So businesses are anxious to comply. I mean, they've been looking at regulations probably for months, starting with, you know, when they were first allowed to do takeout, and people were, when the first mask requirements came in, I think that's probably when businesses started looking about what they had to do to comply.
Right.
So they're probably getting tired of reading regulations, but they're still doing it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I think they'll be going for a while. You know, I don't think that we're going to see the end of regulations for quite some time.
Today, I'm speaking to Minto Snyder, CEO of Explore Waterloo Region, about the impacts of the COVID-19 pandemic on the tourism sector, as well as the impacts of Step 3 reopening. So what are some plans? Are there any plans that Explore Waterloo Region has in place to help promote local tourism, help people come to the community, as well as is there any financial assistance being given to the businesses?
We've done some of that already. We had two programs, one the Tourism Adaptation and Recovery Program that was funded by FedDev or our RDA, and we worked with RTO4 on that, and we're able to fund, I think it was 75 businesses in Waterloo Region to help them with building out patios, buying PPE, and cleaning supplies. And we distributed that money in February and March. And then we did a second round of funding funded by the municipalities across the region, again, for tourism businesses. And we're still distributing that money now. And some of that was for patio furniture, umbrellas, that kind of stuff. So that's funding that went out. And then as far as what we're doing to promote the region, we've had marketing plans kind of in the works and then put on hold almost for the last year. You know, it seemed like it looked like we'd be almost ready to launch something, and then we'd lock down again. So we've been preparing for a long time. So we're ready to hit go and promote our attractions, our restaurants, and our hotels over the next couple of months.
Right. What sectors, like we touched on it a bit earlier, but what sectors do you think will get the biggest boost from step three? And do you think there'll be a big difference from last summer? I know last summer things were decently open, but do you think there'll be even more comfort this year for people coming to the region or?
You know, it's interesting. It'll be interesting to see because now that everyone's been locked down for a year, I'm not sure what the difference is going to be from last year. One of the things that we tend to attract in Waterloo Region, and I'm sure you know this, is business event, meetings and conferences, and sporting events, tournaments. We do very well with, but none of those are going to be able to happen. So rather than having groups of people coming for a volleyball tournament or a soccer tournament, that's going to take a little while to get started again. So I think what we're going to mostly see is leisure travelers, families and couples coming to visit the region. So, you know, it'll be interesting. Our restaurants, weddings, you know, there's people, you probably have friends that have been putting off getting married for the last year. And now they'll be able to go ahead with that. So some banquets will be able to go ahead. I one of my staff actually ended up getting married in January in her parents' backyard. And I know that they're hoping to have a party with some of their friends rather than just the immediate family. And I think that they're, from what I hear from some of our banquet facilities, there are a lot of people that are planning that.
Is there any estimate on financial loss for the region in terms of tourism over the last year?
Oh, I wish I could tell you that. I really don't know. No.
Right.
No idea. But it's tremendous. Right. Think of all the people that have lost their jobs. And, you know, I said that there's going to be, it's going to be hard finding people for positions now because a lot of people have left the industry.
Right.
You know, when they couldn't, I mean, you can't go without a job for that long and not consider leaving, I think.
Yeah.
It's one of the disappointing things about the industry. Hopefully we can attract more people back.
Right. Do you think that there are still things missing from Ontario's plan? Do you think, like, I guess the next plan would be completely normal? Do you think there's anything missing in step three that you'd really like to see change soon in terms of maybe capacity limits or anything like that?
Well, yeah, capacity limits will increase. I mean, right now, I understand because I talked to the minister's office yesterday, the minister of tourism, that they're working on what the next step is. Because, you know, that's you get to this step, but that's what everyone's asking now. It's not quite as desperate because we're not as locked down as we've been in the past. At least most businesses can operate even at limited capacity. But what they want to know is, okay, when can we welcome more people? Because, you know, that's how they make money. Limited capacity is a challenge to make money.
Right. Is there any major events coming up in the fall potentially that would have higher numbers of people? Are we looking at 2022 for a return of bigger events, like I guess some of the music festivals like Blues Ever After?
I think we're looking at 2022. I mean, Blues and Oktoberfest both plan to operate, but you know, they've been cautiously making plans because they weren't sure what it was going to look like as far as recovery or restrictions are concerned. So it's, you know, you need more time for planning for those kind of events. So I think it'll probably be 2022 before we see any big events coming back.
Yeah. And just to follow up on that, how important are some of those events in terms of tourism? So like something like Oktoberfest or the Ever After or the Blues Fest, how important are those for the sustainability of tourism in Waterloo Region?
Oh, hugely important. I mean, that supports our hotels and our restaurants. I mean, it's not just buying tickets to an event and going to an event, but you know, when people come in to go to the Blues Fest or to Oktoberfest, they'll stay for a couple of days. They spend money in restaurants. They spend money shopping, and they visit attractions as well. So yeah, it's critically important. And Ever After is a, you know, that's a huge blast in like 3 days. Hotels are running 100%. And people are spending money while they're here. So, yeah, I hope they come back next year too.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you about hotels, actually. Do you know if, I guess, what has the impact been on the hotel sector in the region?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, I know that some of the hotels have been seeing some business. They've been putting up hospital workers or health workers and the occasional business traveler. But one of the big things that they're seeing is that business travel is down significantly because a lot of businesses just haven't had their people on the road like they normally would. I think that'll take a little while to come back, but that is normally what sustains the hotel Monday through Thursday or Monday through Friday. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's probably 2022 before that really comes back. And the other thing is meetings and conferences. Smaller meetings and conferences can probably happen, but the larger ones kind of are like the large events. You know, they take a little bit of planning. And so it'll be probably next year before we see some of that. And that affects the hotels. So what we're trying to do is prepare marketing that encourages a longer stay in Waterloo Region and hopefully will support the hotels.
Right. And how much do you think, I guess, big difference this year is vaccination. So how much do you think vaccination just changed the outlook on basically the next few years now?
Oh, huge. Mm-hmm. Huge. I mean, not only is it hopefully keeping people safe themselves to travel, but it gives people confidence to travel. And that's a really big one.
Right. So, Minto, is there anything else you'd like to add maybe about the tourism sector that we didn't touch on?
I don't think so. I think you covered most of it. You know, it's been such a challenging time for our industry. It's nice to have some good news for a change because it's been a long time.
Right. All right. Well, thanks for your time, Minto, and I hope you have a good day.
You're welcome, Namish. Nice to speak with you.
Yep, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I just spoke to Explore Waterloo Region CEO Minto Snyder about the impact of Step 3 reopening on tourism in Waterloo Region. This program is part of the Local Journalism Initiative Grant Program and is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the Government of Canada, and the CKMS Newsroom. Check out the archived versions of this program and other episodes on radiowaterloo.ca/news and other stories commissioned under the Local Journalism Initiative at canada-info.ca. You can follow us on Twitter at Radio Waterloo. If you want to get in touch with comments or ideas about stories to cover, email us at news@radiowaterloo.ca. For CKMS Radio Waterloo 102.7, this is Namish Modi. I hope you have a great day.